In November of 2023, the Swell Pod took a 10-day journey across 5 states, traveling 3,580 miles with one challenge in mind.
And that challenge was to interview 100 pleasantly rebellious humans to uncover deep truths about what it takes to create something that has never existed before, challenge the status quo, maybe even change the world.
This is the Kiln Road Trip, created and produced by The Swell Pod.
In partnership with Kiln, Moterra Camper Vans, and sponsored by Taurus.
I'm Spencer McEwen.
And I'm Josh Taylor, and together we're the co-hosts of The Swell Pod and your guides on the Kiln Road Trip. Follow along on the journey.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, follow The Swell Pod on social media, and subscribe to your YouTube channel at, you guessed it, The Swell Pod.
This is interview 29 of the Kiln Road Trip, and today we're at Kiln Lehigh talking with Marty McDonough. Marty is the CEO of ShadowDraw. ShadowDraw for iPad and Apple Pencil has everything you need to start drawing from scratch. Enjoy hundreds of step-by-step guides and learn how easy it is to create realistic drawings from start to finish. Coming soon to Vision Pro. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to the podcast. No. Are we ready?
We can start. Let's hop into it.
Welcome to the podcast, Marty.
Thanks.
Hi. Good morning.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And we do know each other. I know quite a few of the guests, but Marty has worked here for quite a while, and we always he's moved upstairs now to a bigger, plusher office. But yeah, he still comes down and says hello to us
sometimes.
Well,
Spencer's right off of the coffee. And the good coffee is on the first floor. Yeah. So I see him walking every day.
Yeah.
He doesn't not walk. This is the only time I see him not walking, because he's on a walking treadmill at the office.
Like 12 miles a day.
So I get the workout watching him, and I just sip my coffee.
Yes, drink your coffee.
I sip my coffee.
Yeah.
Well, and then knock on the door. It's all problem solved.
I know. I never come off. Nearly never come off that
People
treadmill.
Come to him.
Yeah. They do. Yeah, that's my tactic.
Yeah.
So, Marty, give us a quick intro. Say your full name and what you do and what.
Yeah. My name is Marty McDonough. My Christian name is Martin McDonough. But when I was younger, enough people called me Marty McFly.
Yeah.
So I just went with it and stayed. So I'm fine with Marty now.
Okay.
But if it's someone I don't know, I'll go back to Martin.
Yeah.
Was that, what the podcast is about? My name? No.
100%. We're only going to talk about your
then,
name.
I make apps. I have an app that I love called ShadowDraw. It actually teaches you how to draw for real.
No way.
It's really like drawing technology hasn't changed since the video.
Yeah.
Honestly, it really just hasn't. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But then the iPad came along, mm-hmm. and you get to do things that I never would have thought possible.
Yeah.
And now with the Vision Pro. Anyway, I'm jumping a bit, but it's okay. We get to learn to draw with ShadowDraw, and we're building for the Vision Pro, and we're going to do things that are going to make you cry. You're going to draw things. You're going to draw Picasso right away.
So I can design, you know, but mm-hmm. I cannot draw. Like, I cannot draw on a piece of paper.
We will teach you that.
I want to learn. Are you an artist? Do you draw?
I'm not an artist. Yeah. My backstory is making apps. My co-founders and I, we've been making apps since the App Store opened. We had some light success, some failures, and this has been our best success. So our desire was through making great apps and creating just getting to innovate and invent. This is like building for the iPhone or the Apple ecosystem is like Legos or mm-hmm. IKEA or something. You just get to, I rarely get to stop and think about how fun it is, but mm-hmm. I just, it's been a really great time in my life because of that.
That's awesome.
Huh. And I want to know a little bit more about your background, but just tell us how you went from apps to this drawing app. Why drawing, and what triggered that? What pain point did you see or motivation to get you there?
The motivation, people have asked me this a lot because my background's very different, and I've always kind of lied or hidden about my motivation because I felt shame and I didn't understand it. But sadly, but I mean, the positive and the negatives, the motivation actually came out because when I was 9, I lost my brother to a car accident and my mother became paralyzed mm-hmm. and my dad was in the Navy. So I was problem solving every single day just so that my mom could get out of the car or get into a store, or this was pre-iPhone, or ordering something or doing something. So mm-hmm. I went through a life of just how do I problem solve? I have to problem solve this. And then I followed that through doing everything in my life. So drawing came about because everything before was just like, well, I have to, we have to problem solve this way. And I, it came specifically now, skipping years later,
yeah.
Now I'm an adult. And I was sitting with my co-founder who would make many apps before, and I knew he could make anything. I have this amazing relationship with a very technical, very senior co-founder, senior yeah. iOS developer. Yeah. I'm not saying that, I'm not doing him justice, but we've had this relationship since 2008, and I realized he could make anything. Mm. And I asked him, when you were a kid, what skill do you wish you could have had that you don't have now? Mm. And as adults, you know, when we were little, we wish we played piano or we did music or we did sports. And a lot of people say they wish they could learn another language. He said he wished he could have learned to draw because drawing is language agnostic. Mm. It's something that's deep in us of taking what's in your head and transferring it to your hand and interacting with that, where it's so therapeutic and helpful for so many people universally. And he also speaks several other languages. So that was a way for him to be able to communicate in a language maybe he couldn't. I'm paraphrasing, yeah. jumping and trying to speak fast.
Yeah.
But then I said, wait a minute, what if we capture how an artist really draws on the iPad and we automatically turn it into step-by-step tutorials on how to draw? Everything before is a video or a piece of paper. You have to disconnect. You have to look here or look somewhere else and then put it there. So we've created the ultimate learn by doing. You're really drawing, you're interacting as if the artist was there guiding your hand. And now we get to one thing through that is we discovered we get to lovingly recreate amazing Picassos and Da Vinci's and Michelangelo's and Van Gogh's. Van Gogh wrote to his brother, but he also draw a ton of sketches, hundreds, maybe even 1,000 to his brother. And we lovingly recraft those so that you can learn to draw them. And that's how you really learn to draw. It's like a sport. It's just muscle memory. So when you meet a basketball player, they've dribbled a lot, they practice a lot, but drawing is every Disney, Marvel, DC artist I've ever met. They always say they drew thousands of drawings all the time. So we let you do that instantly. We let you interact right away. I said so much so fast.
No, can I ask you a question?
Please ask me. Cut me off. It's pretty,
it's pretty inspiring, though.
You said automagically.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that was amazing. I don't think I've ever heard anybody use that word, but I was like, this is a perfect.
We use that word, but we're not claiming that it's ours, but we definitely didn't hear it before.
Yeah.
Automagically. Maybe like, Apple used
that right?
I'm not going to like claim that it was ours, but I'm going to totally say, I didn't hear it before us.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Maybe Apple, like I said, maybe I won't claim that one. There are some I will claim.
Yeah, I like
that one. I love it.
Yeah.
It is magic. We work really hard.
It feels that way.
We have deep algorithms that are really complex, and we try to make them look like magic, try to make it look effortless. And that's a really hard problem to solve.
Yeah.
We're working on it all the time.
You've got so many questions.
Yeah.
I'll stop talking then.
Just real quick, remind me the name of the app.
Shadow Draw.
Shadow Draw. It's all one word. If you Google Shadow Draw, it's on the iPad only right now.
Okay.
We are building for the iPhone, but you won't be able to find us if you search in the iPhone. I say this because so many people search in the phone. You don't exist, Marty. It's only on the iPad, but we are building for the Vision Pro. Yeah. And that will be, I'm beyond excited about that.
I've got my iPad for the road trip and my stylus.
Yeah.
I'm going
to That's my gift to you. You get a free
Shadow
Draw. But more. I have brought other stuff.
It's going to blow up, isn't it, for you as you go to iPhone and Vision Pro. But let's talk about part of me wants to know how you even do. Yes, you must have videoed people, artists drawing and figuring all that out. But like for a Picasso drawing, like how do you do that? Second question after that will be, what is your biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
I have two challenges. One is the Vision Pro challenge, and one is the algorithm challenge. Mm. Everyone draws a little different. Some people pause, some people look back, some people reference another reference. We learned that I hate when I go blank, but there's an artist, famous American artist, who said he could only draw from references, so he can't draw from his head. Mm. And I think Norman Rockwell had real models that he referenced. So he has this beautiful real life. So is researching, knowing that I know nothing, going into it from like, what can I learn? And learning the different ways that all artists created their craft and then trying to distill that into an app that works for everyone. That's a big challenge. And the algorithm of that, meaning to know when to lift the next line, to give you the next line, to have you discover like, wow, I didn't even know I was ready to see that next line, but it comes, it just reveals itself to you because you shouldn't be seeing the whole thing. Picasso saw it in his head and we see it. I mean, well, I'm presupposing there's a lot of things. Yeah. So that's the one. And with the Vision Pro is the hardest thing that Apple is having trouble with. I mean, anyone is to map to a blank white piece of paper. Yeah. Apple works in spatial really well. Like they can see this and map this, but we need you to draw on a white piece of paper. We want you to walk, put the Vision Pro on and walk up to an easel and then sketch what you're going to paint. So that is the difficult, most difficult thing is to problem solve and make it look really natural and intuit how they're going to do that. I don't know if I've said that clear.
How are you?
Yeah. Let's podcast twice and without, then I'll without edit good. Out without, my podcast.
No, no, this is just raw and it's good. Without going into too much detail, how are you actually overcoming that?
Through just problem solving. You have a theory in your head. Funny enough, a lot of my ideas come from the shower or bathing my kid.
Yeah.
And I've learned this from Martin Lindstrom. He talked about this water and the connection, but giving yourself enough time to sit back. Actually, I'm going to take that back one step. My two co-founders are so technical and so very specific. They've given me the permission to think about things that they don't have time to do because they are solving the code to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get to collaborate with them and other people. Being at the Kiln is amazing because I'll have a great idea. I'll try it out. I'll test it out and I'll test it with someone, one of the staff, some random person, Spencer. I'll say, can you try this? Because I need
Spencer,
fresh people.
Spencer
running over to get you.
You got users everywhere, right? Basically, or people at least that can give you some
feedback.
We're
very lucky. Yeah, we have users from around the world. I mean, it's so funny to see like there'll be a kid message me from Saudi Arabia or someone from a town I used to live in Canada. I'll get a message and I'll see from their data that they're, it's really neat. It's really special to see someone like in the morning get up and they're excited for the new drawing of the day. It's, I mean, it's the greatest feeling ever to be able to give that, but to have it also be pure. I think that's a big deal for us is we're in this tech world of everyone wanting to raise millions of dollars or have this huge thing, change the world. But to have the opportunity to let someone who's really shy or someone who's on the spectrum, we get these messages from people who like their kid wouldn't draw, hated drawing, but they like to draw and shadow draw because it's patient and it waits for them. And they only have to focus about that one little stroke. And it's just really special. It's just the coolest thing. Like, why wouldn't I want to do that more? We basically work for hearts. You know, we work for smiles.
What's amazing?
Definitely.
What's amazing?
Emotional.
Emotional. That's awesome. What's amazing about it is that you didn't even really have a reason to do it, or at least
we love to create apps, and
yeah,
that's
that.
How it. Yes.
And that golden question that you asked your co-founder was key
that
because it actually has led to something much more. I don't know what your apps were before, but they probably weren't as emotionally connected as this one, right? You've kind of discovered a gem, something that you weren't a drawer, you weren't necessarily a lover of doing your own drawings, but now you've found that many people in the world, there is something meaningful and emotional about it for them, and it's brought you something that you probably didn't think you'd get.
I never thought. I mean, it's just, it's every day is the best day of my life. It really is because of my past, because of like, well, that was rough. And now I really appreciate every day, but to see that, like I got a message from someone this morning who told me what they love to draw and there's a little bug and then we're going to solve that after the podcast and share with them. And they're excited for the next feature or people love to draw cats. So we always release more cats.
Yeah, cats.
And some cats, as you draw, we lift a meow, meow. Like inside, so you have to earn the meows.
Ooh, little,
by drawing.
Little reward
so
right
it's
there.
A, yeah. Like so that. It's really fun. Nice. So, but yeah, I think the discovery became is because I knew that I wasn't smart enough to solve it the traditional way. So I wasn't burdened by that. And then we've heard that, I think, a lot from other people who've like, they knew they were dumb enough. I mean, not dumb enough, but Mark Randolph talked about it. If they knew the problems making Netflix in the beginning, they wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
So I had that dumbness, but I also knew my co-founder could do anything.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Do you think, so based off of kind of what you're doing now with Shadow Draw, you introduced yourself as saying we make apps. Do you think that would ever change to say, well, we make Shadow Draw?
Yeah, I should. Thank you for that. What I should say is, you know, we're an education company that happens to make apps, but what we do is we have a cool software that, we make Shadow. I'd rather just do that. I'd rather just say, well, I make Shadow Draw.
Because that is what you do now. Right?
Yes, that's what I do. And
it means something.
We have enough people who like us and that we have enough things we're excited to do. We have 2 to 3 years of backlog of art we haven't even released that's ready to go in the app. Thousands and thousands. We are the largest actually digital art school in the world by content. In terms of we don't have more than YouTube, but as an app, we have the most learn to draw content in the world. Actually, outside of YouTube, because YouTube is just a video.
That's cool.
Interactive, learn to draw step by step. We are the largest, and we will continue because of the way we built our system. Thankfully, you know, we're lucky that way. So I'm going to do this until I hope to do this forever.
Yeah.
I hope to teach my children how to code and have them do that. I hope this is one of those few like James Bond where it's like stays in the family, like a legacy, like a legacy IP. Well, yeah. I would love that.
Yeah.
That would be really special to me.
One of the questions that we like to ask everybody that comes in here, just to see different perspectives, but what does it take an idea and create a movement or create something that's never existed before, challenge the status quo?
I would love to share that. I used to live in LA, so I would get a lot of people pitching me apps ideas, and I started to understand why certain ones consistently didn't work and all that. What I think what it takes first is you got to strip away your ego. You got to love the art and you, not you and the art. I see that way too much. They love this idea of being press and praise and YC and being part of LinkedIn groups and Reddit groups and all that. You have to be a crafter and creator. You have to really know that, and you have to assume everyone else knows more. You can't be like, I know better than you. You have to be like, maybe they do know something and be curious about it. You're the director of your own movie, but you still have to take input from everyone around who will give you opinions, and you distill that and you edit that out. That's the biggest thing. It's the ego of man that I've seen destroy every product, every project, whether they think they know better than someone else. But it's at the top. It doesn't mean you're egoless, but you got to listen. That's the biggest problem is I'll see it sometime today. Probably I'll run into someone. And I have that ego too, but I keep it tight.
Yeah,
like it's somewhere else.
Keep it in check.
It's somewhere else. And if someone says, you know, Marty, come on, you're just too full, then I'll listen to them and I'll pull back. It doesn't mean be humble. It just means really be self-aware of that. Superman has a huge ego, but does he go and do terrible things with it? No, he has that. That both sides. I'm not saying I'm Superman. I've just been watching Smallville lately. It was on sale. So, and I have kids.
On that note, Marty, thanks for coming today. It's been a very inspiring, and you're very passionate. And I think although I've known you for quite some time, learned some really important things today. So thank you for doing that.
I'm always excited to share, but I'm always excited to listen in between the sharing.
I appreciate that.
If I can stop talking sometimes.
No, it's great. Yeah. Before we get into the rest of the episode, we want to thank the partners and sponsors who made the Kiln Road Trip possible. The Kiln Road Trip is brought to you by Kiln. Kiln is a boutique co-working and flex office community with 13 locations in 6 states across the West, dedicated to providing innovative workspaces that empower your team to thrive. Whether you're a solo visionary or an enterprise-level team of up to 100, Kiln transcends being merely a place to work. It's a hub for learning and connecting with like-minded professionals that will make you and your team love where you work.
And if you haven't stepped foot inside a kiln yet, you really need to. On this road trip, we visited every single location, and trust us when we say, once you see these beautifully designed spaces, meet the talented team, and connect with fellow members, you won't want to work anywhere else.
Locations include Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, California, and Arizona. And they're growing too, with multiple locations set to open in 2024.
Yeah, so be sure to check out the Kiln locations nearest you by booking a tour at kiln.com and answer SWELL in the question, how did you hear about us? Once you complete the tour, you'll be entered into a competition where you could win a 1-year membership, their club membership at Kiln.
Yep, you heard that. That's kiln.com. Book a tour and be sure to mention SWELL in the question, how did you hear about us?
The Kiln Road Trip is also brought to you by Motera Campervans, a luxury campervan rental company for iconic road trips. Their top-of-the-line vans are available at 7 locations located near America's best outdoor adventure destinations. They have consistently earned the highest customer ratings in the industry, making Moterra campervans your gateway to adventure without sacrificing on comfort or service.
That's true, and initially we wanted to take this journey in a 1960s VW bus, but thankfully we found Moterra instead. With 3 van options, we took the Pop Top Classic, which sleeps 4 and is best for those who want to maximize floor space and storage. This was critical for us because it needed to sleep the entire crew, we needed space to edit, and we were traveling with large amounts of equipment, luggage, and, you know, other goodies that we picked up along the way.
And this van took us through all 3,580 miles of the trip, super comfortable and sweet to drive.
And actually, Moterra offers fully planned itineraries if you'd rather leave the planning to someone else.
Visit gomoterra.com/swell. That's gomoterra.com/swell.
This episode is also brought to you by Taurus. Taurus is leading the charge in home energy storage. Taurus makes it easy to achieve energy independence and a greener tomorrow. The Taurus Station provides everything you need to generate clean power, efficiently store electricity, and easily manage your energy use.
And installing a Taurus Station offers plenty of benefits, including save money on your electricity bill.
Also, ensure energy security with backup power during outages.
Reduce carbon emissions with renewables.
You can also automate EV charging and HVAC systems with 100% renewables.
And enjoy unrivaled system monitoring and support.
If you like the sound of those benefits, get a quote to build your Taurus station in less than 30 seconds. Super easy at Taurus.co. That's Taurus.co. Now, let's get back to the episode.
So the question is so you work out of Kiln. Just talk about kind of what Kiln has meant to you as you've been building your apps and building Shadow Draw.
So Kiln, I used to live in LA, so I went to every co-work space that existed at the time, and I ended up at WeWork. So I saw the rise and fall of WeWork, and I needed to leave LA because I just knew it wasn't where I needed to be for the next chapter. And I discovered that Utah was this great place. So I Googled, honestly, I just Googled like WeWork here, and I tried to contact them, and they were awful and terrible because they were already on their crash. But Kiln had a Google hit, and I looked at Kiln and I thought, wow, this is like WeWork 2.0 or 3.0. This is like they took everything that WeWork did right and they crushed it.
Yeah.
So I was so excited to get here. And then I just fell in love right away. I was like, this is going to be, we have to move here. And then I drew a map around the Kiln in Lehigh to where to rent or buy based on
where Kiln
based
was.
Based on where the Kiln location
That's
was
incredible.
This Lehigh. That's how much I loved it because if I'm to distill it, what I love about the Kiln is they make you feel like you're not a part of their team, but they're a part of your team.
Mm.
Like I'm a small, tiny company, but they've made this multi-million-dollar space that we're in right now that I get to enjoy.
It's incredible.
And for a fraction of it. And then the team, it's like a 5-star concierge hotel team. And you get intoxicated by that because they feel like they're your team.
Mm.
And that's really important to me, that can-do attitude, that curious attitude, that problem-solving attitude. There was a lot of ego, a lot of problems. I'm not like trying to bring down WeWork, but it's nice to have a comparison. Apple compares to Microsoft in the past. And WeWork had a great moment, but they didn't create that team. And I say culture to do that. And what I get to enjoy here is a consistency of that. And I get to love it. And it's so warm. And it really, I would say they're almost doing everything right.
Mm.
As me as a consumer. And when they're not doing something right, they give me the opportunity to share. And then they are curious about how to make it better. And that's the thing that I learned making apps. You have to hear from people. You have to problem solve that. I could talk about the Kiln all day. I often do talk about the Kiln all day. When I run to a new person, I'm like, you gotta come out.
You gotta check this place out.
Check this place out. It's very special to me. I can't leave.
I love how that's how you based your decision about where you were gonna live.
That's incredible. It was a really big point because you spend so much of your life at work.
Yeah.
I think the original Office, the show The Office in the UK talked about it. Yeah. Marty Friedman, he says, you know, you share this little bit of carpet with people you barely know, but you spend more time with them than anyone else. So that's how I looked at it with the Kiln. And the Kiln was like, they were ready for me, as in they already knew what I wanted before I knew I wanted it.
That's incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of The Kiln Road Trip. Be sure to follow along on the rest of the journey, and you can do that in two ways. One, subscribe to the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or maybe even watching on YouTube, and follow along on all of our social media platforms, whether you're on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok, at The Swell Pod. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.